Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am back in Florida after our extensive travels, and I am geared up and ready to go with Captain Cocktail. Yes, my partner in crime here has invited me down to Pompano Beach to go slay the lobster for Florida spiny lobster season.
Mini lobster season.
Yeah, so I'm all geared up. You see my new bag? I got a new lobster bag there.
Where'd you get that for free from?
What are you talking about? No, that's the new armor bag that is it's a lionfish bag and a lobster bag.
Here we go with the shill.
Got to get in there. Plug. Armorbags.com.
Okay, there you go. Anyway. Great armor bags, by the way.
Yes, they're awesome. Boy, that'll hold the maximum amount of lobster. I'm with Aria. You've hooked me up with a new dive buddy here for this
adventure. You're definitely going to get lobster today. You're the lady lobster slayer.
Is that true? You're the queen of lobster slaying there, Aria?
Well, I'm not going to toot my own horn, but...
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, there we go. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, so we are going to have some fun and go do some lobster. This is actually probably the last dive for South Florida Diving Headquarters for mini season, I guess, right? The afternoon, Thursday?
Yeah, this will be the last day dive today. We won't do a Thursday night dive. It kind of tapers off from here, but it's been a great mini season this year because it's a little different than the years past. We've had more people catching lobster rather than a few people catching a lot, which is most people are happy with.
Yes,
even
well,
you might catch some.
What are you talking about? I'm going to limit out, which the limit here in South Florida for the mini season is 6, right? Or is it 12?
For mini season.
It's 6 in Monroe County. Everywhere else in the state, it's 12.
Oh, boy! So I can get 12 monster lobster today. I will get. I got to think positive.
Theoretically.
Yes, yeah. Theoretically. And Barry, super fan from South Florida with us, too.
How you doing?
Good, buddy. How you doing? Are you going to catch a lobster? Are you going to catch more than me? Is this a competition or just an exhibition?
It's not a competition for me. I know I'll catch more than you.
Oh really? Yeah, the gauntlet has been thrown down. Yes, or something like that. So we'll see. Now, Aria, you know where they are because you dive here. You're one of the boat captains that work for Jeff. You've been scoping these lobsters out all year, all season up until now. They've been kind of looking at you and, you know, saying you're number one kind of thing because they know you can't catch them. But now you can. Are they still where you've seen them the last few months or what?
Actually, they are. But now they're taking notice since there's been a lot of divers in the water. And, you know, the ones that can catch them, the ones that can't catch them, you know, that's the whole big deal. So it's one thing to spot them, it's one thing to get them, and now they just tuck into their holes a little bit. But now that we have a good team going, we're definitely going to get them too.
All right, so are you a bagger or a looper?
I'm a looper.
I'm a looper too. You're a looper, I'm a looper. Everyone should be a looper. I think it's better for the lobsters, and it's more of skill. It takes to use those things, don't you think?
Absolutely, and also it keeps you off the reef. I always find that when you're using the net, you have to get closer to the reef. You could trample on stuff a little bit too much. You know, things could get broken up. So let's try to protect the reefs. At least that way, when you're using the snare, you have a little bit of a distance.
Right. Now, you've been out on the boat throughout the last couple days. What's that?
Not
what's that
true. Captain? I'm old school. Tickle stick and net.
Well, it's all about
tickle them out of the hull, get them away from the reef, and then you catch them. Well, that's old school.
All right. Well, here's what my theory is on the looper, though. Like, if you loop one and you didn't get a good look at it first and it has eggs, you can let it go without hurting the lobster too much.
Well,
but if you accidentally get a egg-bearing lobster and a net and it gets tangled up in there, a lot of times you'll freak them out, won't you?
You just turn the net upside down and they swim right out. It's very simple.
So you make it sound so easy. I've seen it. I've seen Charlie Foxtrot's a lot underwater during mini season in that regard. Is that what they say on the radio, by the way, Aria?
Yes.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Let me tell you.
That's code.
Loopers are for people that can't use a net and a tickle stick.
No, that's not true.
We got much going on this afternoon. You could join us.
Hey, look, I went both ways, and I prefer the looper. Yeah. I'm a looper. What, Barry? What are you?
I'm a tickle stick guy, but remember.
You're a tickler.
Yeah, when you go to the fish food market today, you've got to get the lobsters without the claws if you want to limit out.
Okay, yeah. See, it doesn't matter where I go, I'm going to get some grief. That's for sure. Especially South Florida. But, you know, this is where you go to get the big lobster, too. What I was getting with Aria. Yeah, well, then what has been the report? What have you seen over the last couple of days? You saw a lot of lobster. Are they big or what? Or what are you seeing?
I've definitely seen big lobsters. And they're out there. They're still there. Even though I went out yesterday afternoon, and I know there was a lot of boats out going at 12:01, you know, starting their little hunting. And I went out in the afternoon, plenty of lobsters out there, and the big ones. They're definitely there.
Yeah, and I hear so far the season's been pretty good as far as safety. There might have been a little incident down in the Keys I heard about. We don't know yet, but so far so good, I guess. Huh, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, they had a few incidents yesterday as far as boats capsizing, but other than the people survived. But other than that, I mean, anytime you put 15 divers in a small boat, what do you expect? And you got 2 to 4 foot seas.
Well, you don't
got to
worry about them drowning. They just put on their gear and they're good to go.
That had nothing to
do.
They
got an extra dive in for the day, right?
That had nothing to do with mini season. It's just being smart.
Right. Exactly. Well, sometimes people get a little overzealous during mini season, and you get a lot of first timers or people haven't been out on the water in a while, and it creates some issues. But so far, so good here, at least here in South Florida, Pompano Beach. SouthFloridaDiving.com, that's where you can go and check out Jeff's website and come diving right here in Pompano and go for the lobsters, which regular season, what, first Saturday in August, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, this year it opens up on a weekend, which is going to be great. We're going to have another mini season probably because it opens August 6th, which is a Saturday, so the first 2 days are a weekend.
All right, now I'm just asking for other people listening right now that might want to come to Florida, South Florida, and not participate in a mini season. Maybe they won't make the deadline. Where's the best place to get fresh Florida spiny lobster here in South Florida, Jeff?
Which
grocery store? Give me an address.
Let's ask Aria.
Publix, aisle 12.
Okay. Publix aisle. Aisle 12. We got it down to the aisle at the supermarket here.
You can go to Flanagan's.
I don't need this. I don't need to know. This is a public service that I'm providing our listeners. See, it's all about giving. You hear what I'm saying, Aria?
Yeah, it's all about giving.
Yes. Now, we also, not only are we going to get lobster today, and obviously we're recording during mini season, the last day, Thursday afternoon, and then we're going to do some more recording as we ramp up for this weekend underwater scooter race with Rec Racing League. Jeff is one of the host boats. Are you excited about this or what?
Oh, yeah. This is the second annual Underwater Gold Coast Grand Prix. Last year was a huge success. We expect the same. We're kind of ramping it up a little bit more this year. We have a racers kickoff party on Friday night, which I'm sure will be ugly by the time it's over, since you're here. And
excuse me?
And then on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock.
No respect at all.
We depart to do a practice race. Racers go out and practice. It's also demo day. We got divers coming out to ride the scooters and ride the course for the first time. Then on Sunday is race day. Early in the morning, we leave at 8, and we start racing about 9 o'clock on Sunday. And the nice thing this year is it's a spectator-friendly. It's in shallow. They can come in on their private boats and watch the race, too, and have a great time.
Now, last year, we had Mermaid Tony out for the event down in the Keys. We're bringing her up here to Pompano Beach for this. She is really excited. She's been working feverishly in Grenada and Dominica on our last trips to ramp up to prepare for this event and actually possibly participate in the race. Is it going to happen?
We're putting her on a submerge too, which is a rocket ship. So she's going to be fast. There's no doubt about it.
Fast and streamlined.
Fast and streamlined.
At least on the tail part.
The tail might be wiggling a little bit. But
mermaid tail.
Yeah, she's going to do the mermaid thing. You want to do the mermaid thing too, Aria?
Sure, why not?
Hey, who knows? Maybe we can get an extra tail, throw Aria in it. It really depends on how many lobster you get for me today, okay?
Okay, well, we'll do our
best. Got to cut a deal here,
12
Aria.
12
apiece. That's right. Well, we got Barry, too. That's 36 lobsters between the three of us that we can get. And Barry, you feeling good? You're feeling positive about this? Are we going to limit out today?
It's possible. I saw a lot of people bringing in bugs this morning, so we'll see how it works out.
Possible, or you got to think positive. You got to be more focused than that. We are going to limit out, Barry. Come on, work it.
I know we're going to limit out. I just don't want to scare you too fast.
Just scare me. Nothing scares me. What are you? What were you saying?
Got the new armor bag. It's going to hold 36.
That's right. This thing is huge. You know, this is actually a pretty cool bag. I haven't had the opportunity to use it yet, and I am anxious to fill this monster up, but it's a one-handed contraption where you just put it in, stick it in there, one way in, no way out for those little lobsters. And actually, I guess it's for a lionfish as well. Believe it or not. So you guys been having any problems with those down here? Are you guys catching them as well?
We definitely have a problem. There is a big population of them. We are catching them as fast as we could see them and spot them.
Who knows? Maybe we'll snag one of those as well as an appetizer for our lobster dinner. Hey, you're going to hear all about it next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to lobster diving. The Lobster Slayer has spoken.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Yes, there is a lobster boy in everyone, especially today, as I just took my best shot at Florida spiny lobster mini season. I didn't do as good as I wanted to, but Aria helped me out. Barry was there. Barry, how many lobsters did you bag?
It was fantastic. Four altogether.
Four. And I bagged four, too. That's what I'm going with. What do you think there, Captain Cocktail?
You know, this is Fantasy Island.
Yes, well, you know, it's the second day of mini season. We saw a few. Yeah. I saw a couple egg-bearing lobsters. I had a hole in my looper. Jeff. You know what I'm saying? I had a hole in my looper. And you know, the thing is, you got this little protector thing on the end of these snares, a little tube around the wire that is set so if you try to snag a lobster too small, it can slip out. And that's what happened. At least that's the story I'm going to stick to.
Didn't the looper come with a hole?
Yeah, it kind of, but it's a hole, but the lobster was too small, and so he got away. It didn't help me. I thought surely he was big enough, but everything looks bigger underwater, right, Barry?
In this case, maybe for you, but there were some big ones out today.
Yeah, there was. We snagged a couple big lobsters here in Pompano Beach. South Florida Diving Headquarters, that's Jeff's operation, and we just got off the boat. And I think the boat did okay, especially considering it's the second day. Things have been picked over, right, I guess, a little bit, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, you look at it, people have been at it since midnight on, midnight at Tuesday night, if you want to look at it, Wednesday morning. And they've been hit ever since then, nonstop, for 24 hours till now. So, you know, it's the tail end of it. It's tough. They've been moved. They've moved around. They're getting a little more wary. They're getting smarter now. They're starting to get used to being chased. So to get, five or six at this time of the day on the second day of mini season, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, there you go. And that's what it's really the thrill of the hunt.
Exactly.
So much.
Chase.
Yeah, the thrill. But you know what? They taste so good.
Yeah, well, that too.
Yeah,
obviously.
So it's not all the thrill of the hunt.
A nice one over there.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at it.
Should we Ansley.
Ansley, come over here. Come on. This is one of your customers, right, Jeff? South Florida Diving Headquarters. She's holding a lobster tail in her hand. Hi, Ansley. Is that your name? Hi, I'm Greg. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Greg?
Good. Now, have you done this whole lobster thing before? Or is this a new thing for you?
I have not done it in about 5 years.
You did pretty good. That's a monster tail you got in your hand there.
It did have a brother, but unfortunately, I had forgotten to zip up my grab bag, and he got back out.
So. He got free. You let him free.
Got free.
It was on purpose, I'm sure, right?
Of course.
You meant to do that.
Enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Enough.
Well, look how big that lobster tail is. That'll do a nice little dinner there tonight, won't it?
We're going to add this to the other three we have and have a very nice dinner.
Sweet. Where are you from? Right here in Fort Lauderdale?
No, actually, we're from Atlanta. We drove down about 11 hours to get down here and dive with Jeff and his crew.
And go out to dinner and have a nice little lobster dinner. You going to cook that yourself or take it to one of
myself.
You are? Any special recipe you got planned or what?
We may do Dennis's secret recipe, which is the soaking it in beer for about an hour and then grilling it, cooking it however you prefer.
Really? Soaking it in beer? That's a new one I haven't heard. So a beer marinade. Really?
South Florida diving.
Is there a particular type of beer that you should marinate your lobster tails in?
I don't know, but I can tell you we have Corona and we have Coors Light at the place, and that's all they're going to get.
Well, that sounds like a good taste. I'm going to have to try that. I've never heard of the beer marinade. Just straight beer in an hour and then boil it.
Exactly. That's
sweet.
What Dennis told us.
All right,
give it a whirl.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for enlightening me and giving me a new recipe for my lobsters that we caught today. Actually, you know what? I gave them to Aria because she was so nice to be my dive buddy. Let me see if I can find her where she can talk about being my dive buddy on this lobster crusade and kind of enlighten the world on how good of a lobster slayer I really am. Aria, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Now, as my dive buddy on this adventure, how would you rate my lobster skills on a scale of 1 to 10? And feel free to lie.
Well, I won't lie, but there's always room for improvement.
Okay, all right. So we'll go with like a B+.
A B+, yes.
Yes, if we don't want to do the 1 to 10 scale. Yeah. So, but yeah, that was fun.
It was definitely a great dive.
It's always fun just to go diving. Doesn't matter if you catch lobsters or not. It kind of adds a little extra bonus if you catch a few, though, doesn't it?
Of course, because then you have dinner.
That's right. Is that what you're planning for tonight?
Tonight, I think we're going to have lobster on the grill with a side of veggies.
Now, are you soaking your lobster tail in beer for an hour before you grill them or something, too? I just got this recipe on the dock from this other lady.
Oh, no, I don't. I just go straight to the grill with some
straight
butter.
Straight to the grill.
Yeah.
Simple. It just imperfect, right?
Absolutely. I don't have an hour to kill wasting beer. I just drink it instead.
Well, she didn't say she wasn't going to drink the beer after they marinated the lobster in it.
That's for that extra flavored beer then.
Yes, I guess.
The home,
homegrown microbrew.
Excellent, excellent. All right, Aria, thank you so much for being my dive buddy today. It was a blast.
You're welcome. It was a great time.
All right, and enjoy your lobster. All right, so there it is. You know, lobster season, mini season, a two-day sports season for the recreational dive community here in Florida. And we get to go out and play. And then this weekend, the commercial lobsters will set their traps. So this kind of gives the recreational divers a shot at the lobster to have a little fun with it. And then regular lobster season opens next weekend, first Saturday of August. I think it's, what was it, the 8th or something like
Sixth.
That?
Sixth
of August.
Next Saturday.
Ooh, he has a whole bucket full of lobster and hogfish. That's not a bad take there, my friend. Well, what is that stuff? What do you think there, Jeff? Is that the seafood buffet tonight?
Yeah. That seafood buffet at Andre's house tonight.
Now, here in South Florida,
should we give out the address?
Maybe we should. Well, I was just going to say, down here in South Florida right now, tonight's the night to hit the seafood buffets, isn't it? Because it's going to be like all-you-can-eat Florida spiny lobster because of mini season?
No, Greg. You can't sell them right now. Remember, the traps don't go in the water till August 6th.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So this is just for the recreational divers, get a shot at them to get their own meal, that kind of thing.
Actually, I stand corrected. The traps can go in now. After midnight tonight, the traps can go in. They can't harvest till August 6th.
Ah, okay, I gotcha. All right, but it does, you know, this is kind of a nice little spit for the recreational dive community to get a shot at the lobster and maybe take home a dinner or
at
two.
At everybody's house, they'll be serving lobster tonight. That's for sure.
Is that including yours?
What do you got? Did you get anything? Where was your bag?
I figured you went out diving yesterday. I gave my lobster to Aria.
We're all going to need cocktail forks, I guess.
Okay, sushi bar, here we come.
That's right. Sushi, here we come.
All right, it's the next best thing. And Barry, how did you fare overall compared to last year and the year before? What do you think of this mini season?
Oh, this was much better. I mean, to go out the second day and to catch lobster like this, it's unbelievable. And it must have been the seas or something, but I don't know.
I think it was just me.
Yeah, maybe they were.
Okay, there you go. See, it was just me coming down to South Florida to kind of stir up the lobster. They knew the lobster slayer was coming, so they got all riled up and things.
With a noose right now.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, what, that lobster is pretty big. He's coming after me. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master in South Florida, enjoying lobster mini season this week. Also, the Rec Racing League's event is happening this weekend with South Florida Diving Headquarters. They're hosting a race for the Rec Racing League underwater scooter racing. We're going to get into that in just a bit here with Jeff Tarode from South Florida Diving Headquarters, better known as Captain Cocktail.
Hey-o!
And matter of fact,
yes,
you can hear them. He's mixing up his favorite recipe as we speak. However, before we get to that, I want to remind you about a couple things you need to take advantage of. Now, when we were in Dominica, we were staying at the Fort Young Hotel, and it's a beautiful hotel on the island of Dominica. Go back and listen to last week's show. You will love what you hear, and if you just think we had a ball, well, then you heard the truth. And a lot of that had to do with where we were staying at the Fort Young Hotel. They have been nice enough to put together a package for Scuba Radio listeners exclusively that is right now available at scubaradio.com. It's right there on the front page. Get all the details, and then you can call the number and take advantage of it. It's like a free half-hour massage or breakfast or dinner. It's a cool little package that they've made available for listeners of Scuba Radio only. So check out the information there at scubaradio.com. I'll get all the information specifically on next week's show, but it is already up at scubaradio.com, and you should take advantage of it. You will thank me in the future, I know, if we ever cross paths, because Dominica, the Nature Island, Oh, my God. Just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. It's just one of my favorite places on the planet, for sure. Yeah,
does
Jeff?
Does that massage come with a happy ending?
Well, it depends on you, I guess. You know, I don't think they have anything to do with it, but if you, you know, organize your own little, you know, ending to...
Is that extra?
Well, it depends on how you orchestrate it. You know, I mean, anything goes, I guess, in Dominica. You know, they're pretty easy that way. Also, there's a new boat with Explorer Ventures, a liveaboard boat in Mexico. All the details are at ExplorerVentures.com. Check it out. We're going to talk to the man behind the madness at Explorer Ventures next week on The Big Show. But in the meantime, you want a little head start? Go to ExplorerVentures.com. More from South Florida next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 91. If your dive buddy tells you he's got a turtle head poking out...
Hey, hang on, you guys. I'll be right back.
Do not break out your camera. And I hope your dive boat has an unoccupied head.
Do not go in there.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Rio Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. You know, Nick, you look like a man with a question.
My question, Greg, is who's on your emergency speed dial?
My emergency speed dial?
Well, metaphorically speaking, in the event of emergency, who are you going to call?
Well, not Ghostbusters, but thanks very much for putting that in my head. So I guess I'm going to call you? Or, well, no, not you, but Dan.
That is absolutely the right answer. Sometimes.
Well, what do you mean sometimes?
Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. Sometimes in an emergency, there's a lot of confusion as to who should be called and in what order. So we thought we'd clear it up for safety's sake.
Well, if it's for safety's sake, have at it.
The first thing to remember in the event of an emergency is never, ever put a diver's safety or life in danger by wasting time. Always seek out the closest emergency assistance. If you're in an area covered by 911, call it. Or if you are in an area not serviced by 911, call the appropriate equivalent.
You shouldn't just call Dan?
If you have access to no other emergency service, by all means, call Dan first and we will help. But if there are immediate emergency services at hand, call them. It saves time, which in turn means quicker response by EMS.
And then you call Dan.
That's exactly right. Once the emergency response has been activated, definitely give Dan a call. We'll coordinate with the emergency response providers and subsequent medical teams to ensure that the diver is getting the treatment and care they need, as well as any other elements that need attention.
So to be clear, if you're dealing with a serious or life-threatening situation, call 911 and then call Dan.
You got it. Call 911. Then call Dan.
What if the emergency is not diving related?
The same procedure applies. Call 911 and then call Dan.
I know I shouldn't question it, but why would we call Dan in a non-diving emergency?
Every Dan member has a benefit called Travel Assist. It's what provides each member with up to $100,000 of emergency medical evacuation as well as a bunch of other benefits. Since it's not part of a dive accident insurance plan, but rather a standard membership benefit, it's not restricted to diving. As long as you're more than 50 miles from home, you have access to the benefits. And if you need that access, you can do so through the Dan Emergency Hotline.
Hence, call 911 and then call Dan.
Yep. Nice use of hence, by the way.
Thanks. So what if you're not in an emergency situation, but you just need some help?
By all means, call Dan. If you're not sure about a situation, or if you're not sure about what kind of help you need or where to get it, give us a call. We will help.
Anytime, day or night?
The Dan Emergency Hotline is active 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can call it anytime, and if you need to, you can call it collect.
Just so everyone has it, what's the hotline number?
It's 919-684-9000. 111.
Now wait, that sounds like a different number.
It changed a while back when we streamlined the service to include the Travel Assist access.
Okay, everyone get your cell phones out and update the number now. Go ahead, let's take care of it while we're thinking of it. Give us that number one more time, Nick.
Area code 919-684-9111.
Huh, like 911, but with more numbers. Got it. Now, what if we just have a question about something medical that's in no way in an emergency?
Well, we've got a medical information line that operates during regular business hours for that. But please, and we can't stress this enough, if you are having trouble, even if you don't think it's an emergency, don't hesitate to call the hotline if you need assistance. Even if you think it's nothing. If it's enough to raise a question, it's enough to place a call and make sure you're okay.
What if I'd rather call someone I know? It, Dan.
That actually happens. It's natural to want to call a friend when you're in trouble, especially if you feel like you're going to bother someone by calling for help. But if you do call someone you know it, Dan, you know what they're going to do?
Mock me?
Mercilessly. No, they're going to do exactly what we're telling everyone to do here. They're going to call the Dan Emergency Hotline and get the experts engaged.
So how about if I need to renew my membership in the middle of the night? Can I call them then?
Only if you want to be mocked. No, seriously, membership renewal is the one thing our hotline doesn't do, but that can always be done online.
So who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters!
It had to be said.
Dang, now the song's in my head too.
Time is precious, especially in an emergency. If you're in an emergency situation, remember to activate 911 first and then call Dan at 919-684-9111. If it's not an emergency or if you have nowhere else to turn, call Dan, and they'll get you the help you need. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And don't forget, we got our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Dan Orr. Dan and Betty Orr, matter of fact, are going to join us on that September 17th for the SEBA itinerary with Explore Adventures. Go to exploreadventures.com and you can join us for that adventure. Now, I am in South Florida today. Partook in a little bit of lobster mini season, a two-day sport season for recreational divers to snag their lobster. Now, I didn't get as many lobsters as I would have liked, but it was the last dive of mini season, so I get a pass. Right, Captain Cocktail?
Yeah, we'll give you a pass on that one.
Yeah, Captain Cocktail, Jeff Terode from South Florida Diving Headquarters, SouthFloridaDiving.com is the website.
That's it.
And that's the dive operation. But we know him as Captain Cocktail. He's mixed up a nice little concoction right now, as a matter of fact.
Yep, it's rum and rum, I think.
Rum and rum, our favorite mix. It's half and half.
It's half and half.
Exactly. Right. But, Jeff works down here. And, from the reports I've received so far, and even though I didn't limit out today myself personally, it was the last day. We were diving some reefs that had probably been dove a few times already this weekend.
Probably more like 10 times this weekend.
Yeah. So that's okay. I get a pass. But the reports I'm getting from as far north as Jupiter all the way down to Key West is that mini season was pretty good this year.
Yeah. You know what? The lobster were a little bit bigger, we noticed. There weren't as many reports about small lobster or undersized lobster that we've seen in the past. So... And more people caught lobster, maybe not like in years past where a few people caught a lot. It's more like more people caught a little bit, which is great. I think everybody getting a shot at it, everybody having a good time out there, that's what it's all about, really. And then, of course, we're going to open up August 6th, Saturday. We'll open up regular season. And away we go again.
Absolutely. And that's when it gets fun. That's when I'll get back to limiting out because, well, you can only limit out with 6. I could have limited out with 12 today, and there was no chance, evidently. But that was okay, and it'll give me a reason to come back. It's all about the thrill of the chase, the thrill of the hunt, as they say. And so, Jeff, what about, how they've been regulating this? Because, mini season in Florida is always a hot topic, depending on who you talk to, especially the folks down in the Keys. They're always, there's a contingent of people thinking that maybe we need to get rid of this, or, the divers are destroying the reef. You know what I will say, that what, you know, I was talking to Aria earlier on the boat, and I know that the Florida Wildlife Commission actually came out, and they were policing pretty good here in South Florida. Is that what you saw yourself?
Yeah, FWC, the law enforcement, does a great job, you know, and they get a bad rap sometimes, and it's not always their fault. I mean, there are laws and stuff that come down from Tallahassee that they have to deal with, and these guys just have to enforce them, and they got a tough job, you know. They're on the water, people are recreating, having a good time, and they have to oversee those rules. And I think they did a fantastic job this time. I know some of their boats this year had lobster-sniffing dogs on board.
And, are you kidding? Are you joking?
No, I'm not kidding.
Really?
They have dogs now that can sniff lobsters. So if you if you're going to be one of those violators, you're going to get caught. They're going to find you.
Wow. That, well, you know, it is about enforcement. I think there's plenty of laws on the book to protect against poaching and people that are breaking the rules, and it just needs to be enforced. And obviously, if we see that as a diver and you see someone else doing something that they probably shouldn't be, maybe you ought to speak up and police ourselves as well so we don't all get a bad rap. Right, Jeff?
Exactly. I mean, it only takes a few bad apples to make the whole bunch bad, and that's the problem. And sometimes we do get that stigmatism, but, you know, overall, most divers are very caring of the reef. They do the right thing. They buy the licenses. They do it properly. And it just takes a few people to make us all look bad. And certainly, I won't hesitate to turn someone in, to be honest with you. I don't mean to be a snitch or a willy-nilly or anything like that. But you know what? I'd like to see everybody have an equal shot at having fun and using the resource. And hopefully, future generations have the same.
Absolutely. All right, more coming up from South Florida. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Hey, George, the ocean called. They're running out of shrimp.
We were at the beach. Everybody had matching towels. Somebody went under a dock, and there they saw a rock. It wasn't a rock. It was a rock.
You know, I've always wondered, these Florida spiny lobsters we were going after, Jeff, what's the difference between that and a rock lobster? Do we know?
Oh, do I look like a scientist?
Well, no, but you could play one on the radio right now if you like.
Exactly. If I'm not mistaken, a rock lobster, doesn't it have claws?
I'm guessing it's probably some kind of version of those Maine lobsters, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it looks more like a crayfish, that does. You know, it has a little, the pinchers on it. Florida lobster doesn't have claws at all.
Yeah, and their meat is tasty sweet. You know, this. Have you ever heard of this beer marinade that the, what's her name, was talking about earlier on the show? You soak your lobster tail in beer for an hour, and then you grill it, or then you boil it.
Beer? Yeah, of course I've heard of beer. Oh, you mean beer marinade. Oh, yeah. I've heard of beer batter, but I've never heard of beer marinade.
I have not. I'm interested. I'm going to have to try that out. I've never heard of that that technique before.
Well, anything with beer or alcohol has got to be good.
Can't be bad, surely. Yeah, and then, you know, I wonder if that ruins the beer. That would be the only thing. You know, after you marinate it, then what, are you throwing away the beer, or you keep the beer for, you know, a late night dessert type of thing, or what? Lobster flavored beer?
That's for like your eighth or ninth beer.
Exactly. Right, when you don't care what it tastes like anymore.
Exactly.
Okay, I like it. All right, well, that'll be one to add to the list for sure. Now, you know, Florida mini season, there has been some issues for the dive operators in Florida dealing with some regulations that I guess have been on the books for some time, but then somebody from the Florida Fish and Wildlife came in and said, hey, we need to start enforcing some new rule that would make every dive operator in Florida pay like, I don't know, $800 a year or something just to be able to take divers out lobstering. Is that the plan, a thing, or what?
Yeah, it's called a recreational charter fishing license, and it was originally designed for the charter fishing boats so that when tourists were down, 10, 15 years ago, it wasn't that easy to get a license. You had to mail off to get the license, or you had to drive to Kmart and buy your license. So it was difficult sometimes for charter fishing boats to be able to attract customers that are tourists. Well, they came up with this rule that if they bought a recreational charter fishing license, they could, in fact, take people without a license. And that's really what it was designed to do.
Like a blanket license, so individual people wouldn't have to have a saltwater license to catch crayfish.
Exactly. That's what it was designed for. And recently, back in 1990, FWC tried to enforce it on the dive industry, and one of the dive operators took them to court and won in circuit court. The law hasn't been enforced in over 20 years. Now, all of a sudden, this year, FWC decided to interpret it once again, and they were going to enforce it at mini season. But luckily, through negotiations with DEMA and Patty's lobbyists in Tallahassee, we were able to negotiate with Florida Fish and Wildlife. Basically, they decided not to enforce it during mini season, and we're going to get together and see if we can't draft some language to make it work for everybody so law enforcement's not put in one position and we're not put in another. And I think basically what it's going to come down to in the end is it's going to be a choice. If you decide you want that license, you pay the $800 and you buy that license. If not, every individual on your boat must have a license, the way it is now.
Right, and that's the way it's been for years. And if somebody on the boat doesn't have a license and you get boarded and caught, not only does that person get hammered, but the captain of the boat gets hammered too, right?
Yeah, the operator can get fined as well. So I think, and the dive industry's been very studious about checking licenses and making sure that everybody on board has that license. And I think this is just an interpretation that maybe someone had along the way, and once we got it all ironed out, I think it's going to be up to the individual operator whether they want to carry that license or whether it's going to be left up to the individual. Personally, because we are, a different activity boat, we don't always carry people that are taking the resource, that it's important for us to let it be up to the individual, because we're not 100% take 100% of the time. Therefore, why do we need a license that covers that? My feeling is leave it up to the individual activity, that we're basically a taxi service. We take you to and from the area that you're going to do your activity, and everybody has a different activity.
Yeah, well, and that, I think that makes sense. And when you get into the smaller operators, a six-pack or even a 12-pack, I mean, they don't need an extra, you know, $1,000 tax every year just to pay for something like that. Anyway, everybody's just starting now to recover, and thank God the weather's actually been pretty good in Florida this summer, and the reports we're getting is a lot of people like yourself at South Florida Diving Headquarters are having a pretty good year. Is that true?
Yeah, it's surprisingly good, and, you know, comparing it against last year is probably not the best year to compare it against, because last year was the oil year, but this year is actually better than some of the years previous to that. So the weather has been phenomenal. I attribute a lot of that to the weather. It's been flat, calm, beautiful. The water's warm. I think a lot of people are just need an escape or a release or whatever, and they're getting out diving, and we're seeing a lot more younger folk coming out diving now. So I think this year, so far, this summer has been phenomenal.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear. And, you know, the fact that we're down here this weekend for the Rec Racing League's scooter race in Pompano Beach is just one more element to make it more fun, people to get that escape and just do something different in the water, right?
Yeah, Harley's underwater, man. Come on. Here we go.
Scooter,
that's right. Robin's racing, baby.
Oh, my gosh. And rumor has it we're going to get Mermaid Tony in a scooter and have her race. Or be the pace mermaid. I don't know what we're going to do with her, but it's going to be quite an event. You're going to hear all about it in an hour or two when we talk to the racers. Maybe there'll be some kind of bumping and, I don't know, rubbing or something.
There's going to be some calling out. You know it during the racers. They're going to be calling each other out.
Yeah, we're going to go to the press conference and the practice runs, the whole thing. You'll hear all about it in hour or two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. So stick around. An hour or two is just around the corner and you'll hear all about it.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.